Welcome back to Breast Cancer Update. Soon after my interview with Dr. Mamounis, another groundbreaking NSABP trial was reported, Protocol B31, which evaluated trastuzumab in the adjuvant setting and was first reported as a combined data set with the North Central Cancer Group at ASCO, and then more recently published in the October 20th issue of the New England Journal of Medicine. The topic of adjuvant trastuzumab leads into the final segment of this program, our first ever Breast Cancer Journal Club, with Dr. Burstein and Dr. Vogel and three community-based oncologists, Dr. Mark Dresner, Dr. Leonard Siegel, and Dr. Richard Levine. For this roundtable discussion, we focused on a number of recent papers in the oncology literature, including the adjuvant trastuzumab data, which was accompanied by editorials by Dr. Burstein and Dr. Gabriel Hortabagi in the New England Journal. But to begin, we discussed two papers related to the use of chemotherapy in metastatic disease. First, a study by Bejeda et al. In the April 1st issue of the Journal of Clinical Oncology, evaluating safety and efficacy of two dose levels of capecitabine in elderly women with metastatic breast cancer, and Kathy Miller's paper at the May ASCO meeting on the first efficacy findings of ECOG 2100, evaluating bevacizumab plus paclitaxel as first-line therapy of metastatic disease. To help make these discussions more clinically relevant, I asked the community docs to present related cases from their practices, and Dr. Siegel began by presenting an elderly woman with metastatic disease.